I'm Dana Whalen, WNPR News. Comcast, which operates 12 of Connecticut's 25 local cable television franchises, is rolling out a new service. It's part of the effort by the cable industry to keep up with the changing demands of consumers, but may also be a warning sign for a Connecticut employer. The new service, called Stream, will allow on-the-go customers to watch live television on their phones, tablets, and laptops. Rich Hanley is the director of the graduate program in journalism at Quinnipiac University, and he says consumers want choice.
People are departing from cable, getting stuff online, and getting stuff in an in-demand way.
But Hanley says there's still one place where they prefer to watch in real time: tablets and laptops. Rich Hanley, the graduate is the director of the program in journalism universalism at Quinnipiac. He says consumers want choice. NPR. And he says demand for live action drives the bidding for sports rights.
If you can pay as much as you can for rights to NFL games, NBA games, you will. But that means you can't hire as many people as you would like, because that money's been drained to the leagues and to the colleges who demand exorbitant rights fees for their games.
Hanley says that, in turn, coupled with what the Wall Street Journal says is the network's loss of more than 3.25 million subscribers over a little more than a year, means concern about jobs at ESPN in Bristol and what that might mean to Connecticut's economy.
If you can pay as much as you can for rights to NFL games, NBA games, you will. But that means you can't hire as many people as you would like, because that money's been drained to the leagues and to the colleges who demand exorbitant rights fees for their games.
Dana Whalen, WNPR News.